AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Bantz says he thinks there is progress being made against Monday's violence, which included setting buildings on fire and throwing bricks at officers.
Most of the officers that were in the hospital are doing better. I think for the vast majority, the city is calming itself down slowly but surely, other than the car fires and the street fires.
The governor declared a state of emergency, calling in the National Guard to restore order. The violence began in West Baltimore, near where Freddie Gray was arrested and pushed into a police van earlier this month. By the end of the day, it had spread to East Baltimore and neighborhoods close to downtown. Police said in a news release sent while the funeral was underway that the department had received a credible threat that three notoriously violent gangs were now working together to take out law enforcement officers. Preparing to make a push into the most isolated parts of quake-devastated Nepal, soldiers are readying food, water, and other emergency supplies to be loaded onto helicopters in a small town near the earthquake's epicenter. The death toll from Saturday's magnitude 7.8 quake now tops 4,400. Simon Eccleshall with the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says things could get even worse in Nepal.
The next 72 hours is critical. There's issues to do with water as well. If there's heavy rainfall, that can lead to the subterranean structures in some of these buildings becoming flooded. We also have risks of spread of diseases.
In opening statements in the Colorado theater shooting trial, D.A. George Buckler said James Holmes carefully planned a mass murder.
400 people filed into a box-like theater to be entertained. And one person came there to slaughter them.
Trial resumes Tuesday. Also Tuesday, the Supreme Court takes up the issue of gay marriage. This is AP Radio News. ESPN is suing over Verizon's plans to cut the sports network's channels out of the basic cable TV package.
Verizon recently redefined basic cable as a stripped-down package of about 35 channels for $55 a month. Subscribers who want the ESPN channels could get them as part of a special sports package for an additional $10. Verizon says it's responding to customer demand for flexibility as other services like Netflix and Hulu bypass cable altogether. ESPN says it's not against flexibility, but that its deals with cable companies require that its channels be part of the main package. ESPN is by far the most expensive channel for cable operators to include. Warren Levinson, New York.
The personal flight logs of the co-pilot of the B-29 that dropped the world's first atomic bomb on Japan is up for auction. Captain Robert Lewis's logs include an entry for the 1945 flight of the Enola Gay to Hiroshima with a handwritten note, "Number one atomic bomb, a huge success." I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.